Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
John, you contacted us on foot of this. It's a theme that's been running through the programme around the general, or in the middle of the general election conversations. And it began last week when it was Marion who called us. That was the name she was using for obvious reasons. Now we know her full name and address. But she was making the point that her son-in-law was about to transition. He was about to go reassignment surgery, and she wanted to know how to tell the grandchildren. And then other people phoned in, including a number of women who discovered after a long number of years that their husbands were gay. Now, you say, you were listening to Josie yesterday talking about her ex-husband. She was very hurt, very upset. After 21 years, he told her he was gay. He knew he was gay all along. His parents knew he was gay, including the day of he got married, but they wouldn't accept that he was gay. But you say, John, in the sense of that you were married but gay, you were that man. What do you mean, John?
When you say I was that man, I was the man. I was just another man that got married. Known before I got married that, yeah, I was gay. Well, whatever gay means, bisexual. Yeah. There's so many tags now, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I was just, the reason I rang up yesterday was because, obviously, the woman was very hurt, and she sounded like she was angry at her husband.
Yeah.
And my point was, having gone through the same, probably, path that her husband gone through, you know, he was a victim of circumstance. You know, he was a victim. He was a child brought, moulded into a system that, you know, brought him down a certain road.
In a certain time in Ireland, yes.
At a certain time in Ireland. And, you know, I suppose my point, the reason I wanted to ring in and just say it was just to mention that fact that, you know, he was moulded, and the chap, you know, for whatever reason today, he came out and, I don't know, it's just...
Well, you were married for how long, John, can I ask?
I was approximately married for 15 years.
Okay. And what was that like in terms of... what was the phrase Josie used yesterday? He was living a lie. Is that too hard?
Living a lie, I suppose depends on what is a lie like. You know, he fell in love with this girl, he married her, he had a family. Okay, he hid part of who he is, which, you know... It's only part of who he is. He hid, like, you know. Then that's the society that molded him as a young man didn't allow him to explore that side.
Because his parents, he told his parents before, I think he even met Josie, that he was gay, and they said they would cast him out if he ever came out, so to speak. So he decided, and a number of his friends knew he was gay as well. So he decided to engage in a relationship and get married. Okay, you say it's not living a lie, but is, as Josie said, she felt betrayed, because even when she said to him, and maybe you'd have a different answer, even when she said to her husband, when did you know you were gay? And he said, I've always known. And she said, well, he told me so many lies about he was beaten up and he was robbed and all that carry on, obviously in some... whatever, he was in some difficulty. She said, of all the, could he not have at least said to me he loved me, even if it was a lie? But it sounds to me from what you're saying is that you did love your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had kids. I mean, brilliant kid, brilliant family. As tight as any family would be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunate when I heard Joe, that chap story yesterday, that he's fallen out with the kids for some reason.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with the fact that he's gay. Like, it's just fell out with his kids, like, you know.
He fell out with his kids, yeah. Not because he was gay, yeah.
No, it's just obvious. Amazing gay fathers and mothers out there, you know.
And what was it like for you living in that scenario?
Well, you know, when you suppress part of who you are, you know, it may seem, you know, to the outside world, they wouldn't even know. It's within yourself, isn't it, you know. But it becomes, your body becomes like a pressure cooker, you know.
Okay.
And you suppress it, and the pressure builds up over time. And it just comes to a point in life where you just can't take it anymore, you know. Whatever is part of what we are, you know. And you're just not allowed to express it actually. But it's different now. Obviously, things have changed in the last 10, 15 years, you know.
For the good?
for the good. What I mean, the leader of the country is coming out as a gay man, you know, and a gentleman, you know, and what a great role model for all the young people out there he is, you know. But you say
people who are unable, who are married and unfortunately cannot come out, find a way, it can often end up in suicide or a breakdown.
Well, I believe, you know, being in the closet, for the want of a better word, is a really dark place to be. And it's, nobody should be there, you know. And what I would say to anybody out there, first of all, I'd say to the parents who are raising young children today, if you think that child is any way different, you know, to whatever different means, to have a sit down and talk to that child and let that child express who or she is and wants to be, you know, and they need to be brought up in that environment because that's where it starts, you know.
Looking back now, John, would you have done anything different?
I suppose what
I mean is, would you have got married to a woman?
I got married. Yeah, well, I mean, I met this girl, we fell in love, we had kids, and part of me, you know, I didn't say part of what I was, you know, which was, whatever, what is it, bisexual, gay, or there's so many tags out there now today, you know. We are who we are, you know. But it's not anything different.
Okay, let me just stay there. Lucky, you know? Stay there, please, John. Grania, good afternoon, Grania.
Hello, Joe.
Okay, and you can relate to the stories we're hearing. Why? You were married for...
I was married for over 30 years, and it came out about 4.5 years ago that my husband is gay.
Okay.
Our children were all reared at that stage.
And how did you react when you were told or did you discover?
No, I was told.
By him?
The children knew before me.
How was that?
A situation arose that one of my children discovered it and spoke to the other children. They were all young adults at this stage. But what I want to get across to people is that there is support out there.
Okay.
There are an awful lot more people in this situation than society knows about. And that there is an online support group, straightpartnersanonymous.com. And it's important for people to actually engage with people who've gone through this, because society doesn't really understand what it's like to actually discover that the person that you were raising a family with and were living a life with turns out to be something completely different to what they present themselves to you as. And I would urge anybody to contact the straightpartnersanonymous.com.
And what was he? Was he something completely different, Grania?
Well, he was. Of course he was, because he knew he was gay from the time he was a teenager.
Mm.
He knew that marriage and that side of life wasn't for him.
And did you get any sense of that torment that John talked about? That
I have empathy for it. Yeah. I didn't get a sense of it. I did feel that he was distant and
distant.
Aloof.
Yeah, okay.
And any time I questioned it, it was put down to pressures of work, you know, and he's happy, there's nothing wrong. So you start to think it's yourself and that you're imagining things, and so you take on what he can't. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you kind of feel that you're lacking in some way, or that you want more than you deserve, or that there should be more than you're actually getting. You're not happy with your lot.
So I think Josie said she thought there was something wrong with her.
Yes. You can think that, yes. So people need... I found it very encouraging to find my tribe, to find people who understand what it's like. From the first time you meet, you have something in common and you understand where the other person is at. I'm actually... hosting a meeting next month for straight partners. And if anybody would like to attend, to just contact the straightpartnersanonymous.com. The email address is support@straightpartnersanonymous.com. You have to go through that and then you can get contacted, put in touch with me. Because it brought me a lot of support.
And Grania, your life now, he's your ex-husband now, I presume.
He is, yes. Yeah.
Your life with your ex-husband, looking back on it, is it reframed or is it Is there still lots of good in it?
There was about 18 months where I was in a fog. It was about 2 years before I found online support. So I was lucky that I had some phenomenal friends around me. They let me talk their ears off.
The fog is...
You're questioning everything. You're looking back at... I have a fantastic memory. You're looking back at all the scenarios, all the conversations. Different conversations would pop up into your mind, different situations we were in, and you question everything. And you look on it with a different light now. Oh, that's why he did this. That's why. Which, as I say, that he made life decisions that gave me life experiences that I would never have thought out to have.
And do you say that in a good frame?
Well, I would never have thought out to be married to a gay man.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one thing about suppressing it, but if you're only suppressing it to the public and you're actually engaging in a double life, that's completely different. So there's two different things here. I don't know whether the other gentleman you had on had suppressed it completely or whether he was experimenting in private without his wife knowing. I think they're two different scenarios.
John, I don't know whether you want to come in on this conversation. Or...
No, well, I suppose you could use that same scenario where a straight man is having an affair on his wife. You're either like that or you're not, you know? That's nothing to do with your sexuality. That's just the type of person you are. So if her husband was engaging, well, then, you know, the straight men do it on their wives all the time, go off with different women. So that's not about being gay or straight. That's just the type of person you are, you know?
And, Gran, you say in your communication with us, the phrase to describe it, there is collateral damage from the war that they are having with themselves.
It is a war, and I totally understand that. Okay. I have empathy for anybody who finds himself in this situation. But the straight spouse is collateral damage.
Of course. Well, you know,
John,
the women in the situation are also victims of circumstance because, you know, this won't be happening 10, 15, 20 years down the road because the kids today don't have to hide who they are.
Yeah, good
You're
point.
You're talking about men here who were brought up in the
70s,
80s, 90s, you know?
Yeah. I sincerely hope not, but I do know of people who are in their early 20s.
If our kids do go on to make mistakes we've done, we failed as a society. We failed them kids.
I agree.
You know? So what we need to do is now, as is happening now in the schools, they're bringing in, you know, sex education, they're teaching kids, you know, there's so many different options out there. You won't be judged for whatever, you know?
Yeah. Gran, you mentioned that your children found out first while they were teenage. And did they have a conversation with your husband before you did or he did with them?
One did,
okay.
No, they were young adults at that stage.
Okay. And do you know what transpired, or did you want to know what transpired in that conversation?
It was a very short conversation, and he did say that he wouldn't say any more until he spoke to me first.
Okay. And is that when the revelation came?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was that like, the revelation?
It was a shock. It was just in that moment, though, everything made sense.
Everything slotted into place, so to speak. Yeah.
Yes. And that's when you start on the going back over conversations and scenarios, and that happens at 3-4 in the morning. It's outrageous. But I do want to just. I can't emphasise enough how important it is for people out there going through it, or if you know anybody going through it, to make contact. There is also the LGBT community in Dublin have a support line, if you want to give that number. Can I give that number?
Yeah, fire away, of course. Absolutely.
It's 085-876-4519.
Okay.
And they're supporting for the straight partner.
Okay, well, I'll tweet that now in a sec as well, and at Joe Liveline. LGBT 085-876-4519, straightpartnersanonymous.com is the name. Okay, okay.
No, they're two different groups, Joe.
I know that, but I just want to give out the information that you gave out. And let people decide how they, some people might prefer to look up a website or whatever first. Okay, Grainne and John Grainne, thank you both. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.